So Josh, people keep calling you a pedo. Is this because apparently you're into lolly porn or something like that? What's that shit about?
Well, luckily for you, Corey has put together a very convenient 20-part series detailing his thoughts on this. So if you ever want to look it up, just deep dive into that. It's about 4 days worth of content that you can just listen to 24/7.
I'd rather bleep blow my own brains out. Thanks. Jesus, 4 days? No, I'm good.
No, it's been going on for like 2 months, and I haven't even talked about him. I can't imagine what he's mad about, and it just rings so hollow. Like, how? Here, I have a genuine question for you, because Nick brought this up, and he said, like, it's just a troll. It's just a troll. He did it on live stream, because from what I understand, back in the day, right, Blab TV was ran by Martin Shkreli, and he was trying to bootstrap it by paying people to run good programs, right? So you want to have viewer counts, and that would be incentive to do crazy shit that you weren't actually committed to get people to watch, right? Now, that kind of sounds like the high score table on stream.me. So it's like he has experience in fucking people over to try and get benefits from a streaming platform. But I have a question for you, Cog, if you want to play a game real quick.
Well, do I want to play a game?
Just a question. Have you heard those audio tapes from Corey?
No, I've not. I've got people posting here that it's apparently you had a board on your site for pedophiles to post their child porn.
I had like an 8chan style site where people could make their own board, and one of them I had specific rules for like pedophile shit because I didn't want it everywhere. So people made like a file board which was text only.
And but here's my question about that though: Why would you even host pedophile shit
on that?
Doesn't matter what it is, Josh. Why did you want pedophile shit anywhere at all?
I mean, you guys are British, so you don't understand this
idea. Oh, fuck off with that shit.
I don't give a shit. Why are you hosting pedophile shit on your website?
It's a platform where people can make their own board. It doesn't even exist, number one.
It deserves to be fucking
No, of course
anywhere.
It doesn't. Of course it's going to get shut down. It's pedophile shit. Like,
it didn't get shut down by anybody. I closed it because I lack of interest.
But what did you make in the first place? There's a point you didn't need. It's pedophile shit. You knew it was going to get shut down. Why did you make it? It's fucking disgusting.
It is.
Okay.
Doesn't matter where you're British. Anglos don't understand this,
but unless somebody's breaking the law, you don't have to shut them down. Like, I know Anglos, just in their brain, they don't have this, like, where you can let people say shit that you find repulsive sometimes, and you don't have to just shut it down or censor it.
Hopefully, it's being reported to the police.
When there was actual like law breaking, I would report it to the MCNC. It's a
what does that mean? Law breaking? Does that mean that you're okay with that?
If somebody posted child pornography on the anonymous platform, I would delete it, but I'd report the IP data to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Right. Okay.
And there was no place for that. It was text only, and it was de-indexed. No, so, I have a question, because the audio logs, when he talks about wanting to rape kids, he says something specifically about masturbating to a six-year-old being raped in the ass. And the defense that he posits is that he did this for money on Martin Shkreli's platform. So I have a question for you, Cog, considering, but I can kind of wager the answer, given how angry you were just about 16chan, how much money would you want to be paid to say that you watch a six-year-old girl be raped in the ass?
I wouldn't take money to say something like that. I value my integrity above money. Why would I care?
It's a great fucking question, isn't it?
It's not a question. I value my integrity over being paid money.
Well, you asked a question after that sentence. My point is that I don't buy that excuse. Because either A, he has no integrity and probably is a pedophile, or B, he's just a pedophile and he can say it. That's all I gotta say about it. As far as running sites where people post shit that I don't like, it's part of my libertarian concept. If people want to post shit that doesn't hurt nobody, go for it.
Right. So from what I'm seeing in the chat, creepy conversations. It would be.
It was literally like 8 posts in the
Would you be? Would you have allowed, like, I'm guessing cartoon child porn?
Are you referring to Lolicon? or there's a difference.
No, I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan. I'm asking you if this is the sort of stuff that would have been.
There is a distinction because, for instance, somebody like Shadman draws in likeness of real children, like Daphne Keene, pictures of her being raped by Hugh Jackman, and I consider that cartoon child pornography. But as far as completely fictional characters, there's no victim there.
It's miserable.
Yeah, just a little bit. Do you want to explain, like, obviously your question before, I'm guessing, had some reference towards Zoom or something. Do you want to explain that?
Repeat the question?
The question you asked before, I'm guessing, had some reference towards Zoom, the one that you asked me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Snick says when he runs defense for Corey, he says that Corey had, like, a 20-minute-long conversation on Blab TV where he's arguing with this girl who claims that he forced her to watch child pornography and she wanted to kill herself because of it. And right. The defense is that he was receiving money from Martin Shkreli for running a popular show people tuned in to watch to promote the platform. And my question is, how much money would you want to say that you watched a six-year-old girl being anally raped is related to that? Because I don't know how much he got for that. I don't know how he split it amongst the people helping him in this op, in air quotes.
So Zoom used to run a like, oh, fucking hell, man. What is this? This is shit that I've never heard about before. So Zoom has run a site for somebody else who is being paid money by.
No, Martin Shkreli, the pharma bro guy, used to run something called Blab TV, which was just like Stream.me.
Right.
And it was years ago, and they paid their top streamers money for attracting an audience to the site, exactly like Stream.me does.
Right.
And from what he says, to entertain people, he claimed that he was a pedophile and had an argument with a girl who claimed that she was he made her masturbate child pornography while on the phone with them. And it's like 20 minutes long. It's really hard to listen.
But didn't she turn out to be like a 23-year-old woman or something like that?
At the time, I think she was 17, but she claimed to have been raped when she was 12.
Don't get me wrong. I've already said this until I'm blue in the face. I think it's weird, the whole LARPing or, you know, trying to get shock value out of, oh, I'm acting like a paedophile. I think it's weird as fuck. I've said this to Zoom as well. But, like, I don't know. From what I've heard, she was, like, 23 at the time of this happening. Well, that's what I've heard, obviously, from Zoom. If it's the same conversation we're talking about. Because I think I have heard this ages ago, this conversation between them. Because I think Tonka Saw might have played it on the Kumite once.
It was a big deal in the last IBS. This was before I started paying attention to any of it. And for some reason, it got completely drowned out. Something else really big happened, and people stopped giving him shit. And he dipped for a year, and now he's come back. But because he was doing shit against Tonkasaw, like in that stream where he claimed that he had Tonka's SSN and was going to commit identity fraud against him. Oh, in that stream, everybody was like, oh, that's so base. He's so epic, and this is epic when? Because he's committing identity fraud against some guy we don't like. Well, immediately after that, once Tonka gets humiliated and bows out, he turns his sights onto other people in and around Ralph's community, and now we're at that part where he's done this before, where, from what I've seen, he strips away support from somebody and then goes after them directly. So he went after me, he went after Andy Worski, he went after a bunch of people, and over time, he's isolated Ralph, and now he's going after Ralph directly.
Right.
And it just so happens that people have forgotten about the audio logs where he tells Tabby that he masturbates to a six-year-old girl being raped, and he has useful idiots like Snick, who is a brain-dead nigger, who will come onto any stream and defend Corey from these accusations because he cannot get the taste of Corey's dick out of his mouth.
Oh, give me a second. Alrighty, well, I'm not going to obviously... Zoom's obviously here, so I'll bring him in if he wants to defend himself.
My name's Josh, and I'm a soy-filled faggot who gets bullied off every board I go to. Ooh. Hey, Josh, if you're such an arbiter of what's right and wrong, why were you harassing a 15-year-old girl when you were 19 and begging her for pictures of her fucking tummy? I can pull up the exact fucking logs on the forum where you're begging her for pictures of her tummy and telling everybody you're gonna kill yourself if she stops talking to you.
Here, let me pull up.
Is that normal? Is that normal, Josh? Is it normal for a 19-year-old guy to tell a 15-year-old girl he's going to kill himself? Simply because
you know,
she doesn't give him attention?
You're great at doxing, right? Do you know what her birthday is?
Yeah, at this time she was 15. It's 2012.
You're wrong.
You talk about how you talk to her all the time. I have her added on Steam. You don't have her added. You're not her friend. She told me you're a fucking wacko.
You're wrong. Did
everybody else that was involved with that. You're a fucking nutcase, and you're a liar. Just like how you lied on Ralph's show and said that you didn't set up a fucking pedophile board, that you never set up file, that you never set up Heeb. But I got you on Discord right here. I can actually pull it up and give it to Cog. The exact recording of you and Dispatch where you say you did set it up.
Put it in general. I don't really give a shit if it's there. I don't give a fuck.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you personally. Well, I got the clip of him saying it. There you go.
All right.
Yeah. You're not so talkative now that I'm here, are you, Josh? You fucking soy-filled pussy. Okay. You got a lot of mouth when I'm not around.
Alrighty. It's better to just let you talk because you fucking sound like a lunatic and you're full of shit.
Yeah, everything I don't let you talk because you're a woman. You don't talk when I talk. You sit there and you listen like a good little...
You're so fucking crazy. Again, it's better to just let you talk because you dig yourself into a fucking hole. People can
tell
the kind of person
you are. Let's compare
you
to me. I have a relationship with a 26-year-old woman. You're a 26-year-old virgin who's never kissed a girl in your life. There's a huge difference.
Think that than tell you anything.
I don't need to think it. I know it. There's a fucking recording of you on Coach Red Pill's stream telling him that you're a virgin and that you're afraid to talk to women in the Ukraine. I don't need to fucking think it. There's actual documented proof of you admitting
that
you're
a virgin.
Yes, see, you did. You not only admitted that you're a virgin,
you
said that you've never had a girlfriend.
Half the time.
You said that you've never had a girlfriend in your life that wasn't on
the
internet.
You tell the truth.
Oh, really, Josh? Oh.
What you do is you tell half truths because what you want to do is you want everybody to think I'm not a pussy. I'm going to mute you because I'm too much of a beta male,
and then I have to leave because I'm a soy-filled little pussy, and I can't help people bullying me. And if I were to ever try to defend myself against the lies
that
you tell, I would be wrapped up in that 24/7
because
I can't ever beat
you
without a bunch of trannies backing me up. You can't ever back me up. Oh, God, you can't beat me. You're a pathological, chronic liar. Like when you went and you told a bunch of people on a tranny forum that they were getting people killed. And then you said, come to my house and fight me. And then they did, and you hid in the bathroom like a little girl because you were scared. Imagine hiding in the fucking bathroom for a fucking tranny. Who ran the fucking pedophile board, Josh? You're the one that failed at anything. You dropped out of high school. You dropped out of college. You have no money. I've taken your Patreon, your PayPal, all of your pay pigs, your stream me, I got your YouTube demonetized. You have nothing. And you never will. And I will take your fucking, what is it, next project too? I'll take that too. Because the minute they start adding payment processing onto that, they're going to have to kick you off of it because MasterCard won't work with dick if you're on.